Piccadilly Press presents Max Magic, The Incredible Holiday Hideout, written by Steve Mulhern with Tom Easton, read by Steve Mulhern. That's me. Stay tuned at the end of our audiobook for a really fun magic trick for just you, the audiobook listeners. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello. First of all, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my new audiobook. Also, thank you for following Max on his unbelievable journeys, and I hope you're ready to hear about his third adventure. Max Magic has only become so magical because of you. Always remember to believe that anything is possible, and even when times are tough or you feel a little sad, the show must go on. No dream is ever too big, and trust me, you can make them come true. And for today's show, meet your stars. Max, Lucky, Daisy, Stretch, Sophie, Botley, my mum, my dad, my brother Chris, my gran, my sister Susie, my other brother Vinny, and the Crayfish twins, Barry Crayfish and Gary Crayfish. Also, there's PC Peaceful. Chapter 1. The Show Must Go On. I woke with a groan. It was the morning after the day after the night before. Just 36 hours ago, I'd been on a floodlit, noisy stage surrounded by my friends and my family and a load of TV cameras. There was a cheering crowd and dancers leaping about the stage. The nation's sweetheart, Willow Hollaby, had kissed me. TV's Fox Blackshaw had clapped me on the back. I had been on a high after the dramatic confrontation with Mr. Mysterio. I'd been full of adrenaline, crackling and fizzing with magical power. It was everything I'd always wanted. Glamour, excitement, attention, magic. But Sunday had gone in a blur, and now that feeling was over. The adrenaline was gone, the fizz had gone flat, the cake had gone stale, and I felt tired and sad. I knew that things had worked out for the best. Dance troupe inclusivity had deserved to win the greatest show on earth. And there were more important things than winning competitions, receiving £10,000 in prize money and having your picture in the papers. But right now, I couldn't quite remember what those other important things were. I groaned again. Lucky looked up at me groggily. "I'm trying to sleep," he said with a growl. And I mean, he quite literally said it in a growly voice. Lucky's my dog and he can talk. To me, at least. Everyone else just hears barks or growls or yips. Don't ask me how it works. What made it all worse was knowing that if I'd used my magic, and I mean my real magic, I would have won the competition hands down, feet up, one arm behind my back, blindfolded and stuck headfirst in a barrel of eels. Because I possess real genuine magic abilities. A few weeks ago, I found an old chest in the back room of my grand's antique shop in the East End of London. I opened it and I was hit with a crackle of power and a bright light. I ended up with a bump on the head. That wasn't the only thing I ended up with, though. When my head stopped spinning, I found I had new powers. Telekinesis, telepathy, and casting of illusions. And recently, I went back again and got one more power, the power of mind control. My powers had got me and my friends out of some sticky spots. And, if I'm honest, had got us into some sticky spots too. But I'd learnt not to use them just to benefit myself or my family. The times I tried that, I found myself in the stickiest spots of all. To use my real magical abilities in a talent competition would have been cheating. And Max the Magnificent doesn't cheat. People like Mr. Mysterio cheat, or Botley the Bully, or the Crayfish Twins, but not me. I'm trying to be a nice guy. And maybe nice guys don't always finish last. But I don't usually finish first either. Lucky got up, stretched and leaped on top of me. "Come on then, Max," he said. "It's a beautiful day." "It would be more beautiful if I had £10,000, I said.
"Never mind that," he replied. "You've got to get over the fact that you lost the competition. The show must go on."
"The show is over," I grumbled.
"The show is never over," he said. "Now, come and get breakfast."
"I don't want breakfast."
"I mean, come and get breakfast for me," he said, jumping down and waiting by the door, wagging his little tail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?